Autosi ansaitsee täydet pinnat. Palkitse siis itsesi ja autosi turvallisilla Michelin kesärenkailla. Valikoimastamme löydät myös pätevät vaihtoehdot budjettiluokkaan. Katso lisää euromaster.fi.
Euromaster. Renkaat ja autohuolto.
Urheiluseurojen sisäpiirissä. Yhteistyössä sektovaihtoautot.
Tervetuloa kuuntelemaan ohjelmaa Urheiluseurojen sisäpiirissä. Ohjelmaa juontaa minä Mikki Alho ja juontaja kollegani Tero Auvinen. Ennen kuin käydään tämän viikon teema ja vieransista läpi, niin olemme valinneet tämän viikon lätkäautoksi Espoon sektosta Volkswagen Charanin.
No siinä on 390 kuussa auto, mihin mahtuu kahdetkin lätkäkamat kyytiin.
Sektovaihtoautot tuntee seuraavan autosi. Sektovaihtoautot.fi.
Tämän viikon jaksossa meillä on vahva tanskalaisteema. Ja myös tanskalaisvieraita, palataan niihin ihan pikaa, mutta ennen kuin hypätään siihen, niin Tero, mitä asioita sulla tulee mieleen Tanskasta?
No kyllä, mutta tulee ihan rehellisenä missä mieleen kalja ja Legolandi ja jalkapallo. Ei jääkiekko ainakaan ihan ensimmäisenä.
Kyllä, ja varsinkin tämmöiselle hieman nuoremmalle sukupolvelle tulee mieleen myös Kööpenhaminan mahtavat pyöräilymahdollisuudet ja nimenomaan jalkapallosta tulee mieleen ehkä Christian Eriksen Tottenham Hotspursista, mutta se, miten jääkiekko on kehittynyt Tanskassa ja miten niin kuin tanskalaispelaajat ovat löytäneet sitten nimenomaan Helsingin Jokereiden, niin siitähän me tänään vähän puhutaan.
Joo, eli Jokereissahan voisi melkein sanoa, että siellä on ollut 2010-luvun tanskalaisbuumia, että sä annat vähän tämän taustatustakin, että ketä siellä on pelannut.
No joo, kyllä, eli 2000-luvulla tuli muuten mielenkiintoisia joukkueita vastaan, kun kattelin tuossa 2000-luvun Jokereita, mutta ei niistä sen enempää. 2000-luvulla Jokereissa on 6 tanskalaista, eli Peter Regin, Oliver Lauritsen, Jesper B. Jensen, Niklas Jensen, Niklas Hart ja Philip Larsen. Ja NHL:ssä tällä hetkellä pelaa 7 tanskalaista. Ja Tero, ketä sulla tulee ekana mieleen sieltä?
Ei ketään.
No, ehkä se kirkkain tähti on Toronton maalivahti Frederik Andersen. Mainitakoon myös, että totta kai Nikolai Ehlers, Winnipeg Jets, Mikkel Bödker, Frans Nielsen ja Lars Ellerkin on monelle tuttu, mutta Patrick Russell ja Oliver Björkstrand ei sitten välttämättä kaikille kovin tuttuja nimiä ole. Mutta sitten mä katsoin pikkasen tätä Tanskan arvokisamenestystä tässä oikeastaan vuosien saatossa, aina tuonne 1940-luvulle asti. Vuodesta 2003 lähtien niin Tanskan MM-kisojen sijoitukset ovat olleet välillä 8-14. Sitä ennen vuodet 1949-2002 Tanska pelasi alemmissa divisioneissa, eli B- tai C-divisioona. Eli Tanska on ilmeisesti tullut jäädäkseen arvokisatasolla.
Niin, ja se tietysti osittain kuuluu sitten tuossa haastattelussakin tämä muutos, että mulla oli ilo ja kunnia päästä Jokereissa haastattelemaan. Jokereissa on 4 tanskalaispelaajaa tällä hetkellä, mutta Peter Regin oli sitten lääkärin tarkastuksessa haastatteluaikana, mutta sain tosissaan haastattelua Jesper P. Jensenin, Niklas Jensenin ja Oliver Lauritsenin. Ja siinä tosissaan haastattelu alussa he kertoo tästä, että olisi, mä nyt muistan, että olisi 8 jäähallia oli Tanskassa siinä vaiheessa, kun he aloitti pelaamaan. Ja se ehkä kertoo tästä muutoksesta, että jäähallien määrä on valtavasti kasvanut siinä.
Pakko kysyä ennen kuin laitetaan haastattelu pyörimään, niin onko Oliver Lauritsen livenä yhtä iso mies kuin kentällä?
Ja yhtä pelottava.
Kyllä. Seuraavaksi haastattelun pariin.
Welcome to our show, Jesper Jensen, Niklas Jensen and Oliver Lauritsen from Jokerit.
Thank you.
Okay, let's start. 2 weeks ago, Denmark won 2 world champs in a handball. Did you watch the tournament?
Yeah, I watched a little bit on TV after our own games. We played a lot of games that week and it fit perfect when we went home from our games. We could, or I could put it on TV and follow it a little bit. And it was pretty cool that they won everything.
So how big that was for the Danish?
I mean, handball is pretty big in Denmark, especially on TV. I think viewers-wise, it's the second biggest sport in Denmark. So
we love it, and that's probably because we're pretty good at it. We have a pretty good chance of winning every year, so that's why we like it.
Yeah, so everyone in Finland remember year 1992 while Denmark won to UEFA European champs in Sweden. That was like a miracle on the field. So, but you guys, you are playing hockey. Why?
That's a good question. I don't know about you guys, but I had just had some friends that started skating and they brought me down there and skated a couple of times, and I've been in the hockey rink ever since.
Yeah, I mean, when I started, like, I think it depends where in Denmark you're from. There's only maybe 8 hockey rinks at the time. I know from my hometown we had one rink, and my mom used to go to the games, and then it was pretty natural that I tried it, and I both played ice hockey and soccer, but it came to a point where I had to choose, and of course, I chose ice hockey.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's a little bit different. My dad is originally from Canada, where everything is about hockey. So when he came to Denmark and he met my mom and stayed there forever and got me, hockey was already a part of our lives. He played hockey. That's the reason he went to Denmark. He was still playing when he had me. So I kind of grew up in the whole hockey culture. But then again, I'm also from a lucky spot in Denmark, in Herning, where it's probably the number one city for hockey, where they really care about hockey in the youth programs, especially back in way back 20 years ago. They were really professional compared to a lot of other cities, and now I think Denmark has taken a huge step in hockey, and it's so much better in all the cities where there's rinks, and the care for the sport is much higher now, which is great for all the young kids now.
Is there big lots of differences in different regions in Denmark in the hockey culture?
I mean, it's still the same regions, I would say. There's a couple of new rinks popping up here and there, but I think the biggest difference is that when we grew up playing, like Jesper said, I think there was only 8 or 9 rinks, and they only had one sheet of ice, and now there's I think 14 different places, and they all have multiple like sheets of ice, so that you don't have to compete with curling and figure skating and that kind of stuff. So there's more possibilities to play now and develop young guys.
Who were your idols at a young age as a hockey?
I mean, I didn't really have many idols. There were some guys from my home team, senior team, of course. I had a coach who played many years, Magno Sundqvist, a Swedish guy. He played in my hometown for 9 years. He was pretty cool, I think. But that's it. I never really watched NHL that much and didn't really have big idols like that.
I mean, growing up, being from Herning, we had the first NHL player, Frans Nilsson. He went away in a young age, but he played with Peter Agin, our captain here. So, I mean, those two, they were unbelievable in a young age. And obviously, as a young kid watching them play, you recognize that. And Peter was one of the guys I looked up to and, you know, idolized as a little kid. And then he ended up making it to the NHL, so I mean, it was pretty cool to follow him. And obviously my dad was a huge part of my upgrowing in hockey. He was still playing when I was playing as a little kid, so I mean, I looked up to him, but he was a defenseman, a little bit different. But Peter was for sure one of the guys I thought was really cool to look at, and he was so skilled. So it makes it even more fun right now to be able to play with him. It's pretty special.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't really have access to watch a whole lot of NHL hockey either, so it was kind of hard to find idols that way. I remember realizing that there was people who were professional ice hockey players at some point, and I was like, that has got to be the coolest thing in the world. And I just found inspiration there that someday I would like to be a pro, and I mean,
that was kind of the thing, because it wasn't all over TV or the news or anything growing up. I don't even remember seeing it anywhere.
No, I mean, I don't think there's any TV games when we were kids.
Not even on the sport news. I don't think there was anything.
No, my dad had a lady at the rink using the old-fashioned tapes to tape the NHL games so he could go home and watch them, and that's kind of the only way I watched the NHL as a young kid, and the only reason for that was that he was Canadian, or else, like Ollie and Jesper, there's no really way to watch the NHL. It's just not that big of a sport back then in Denmark, and we've come a long way now. Like you said, we just had our world championship in Denmark, so I mean, the sport has just taken a huge step.
What is the typical road for the young kids?
I think it's different, but I think the first guys like Frans Nielsen and Peter.
Well, I'm younger than these guys. These guys are old. That's why I think it started off with being really popular going to Sweden, and then maybe in the more.
But they started out by actually like making it to the pro league in Denmark first, mm-hmm. and then with the talent they had, they kind of had to go to Sweden and play at that time to like find a level that was good enough for them. And I think the next generation of players, we didn't even go and play in the pro league. We went straight from like ninth grade and then started going to high school in Sweden.
Yeah, and played Swedish junior.
And played the Swedish junior teams too. So it was like earlier and earlier. And I don't know.
I feel like now it's... I feel like we see more young kids go to North America like I did, go to the CHL, play in the OHL or QMHL or the Western Hockey League. I mean, me and Jesper both played 1 year pro in the Danish League. Before leaving, he went to Sweden and I went to the OHL in Canada. But I mean, I think for me personally, it was because of my dad. He played in the OHL, he was from Canada. I could go over there, live an hour away from my uncles and grandparents, or else the chances of me going to Sweden would have been probably pretty high too. It's pretty easy for us to go to Sweden. It's close to home and the hockey's really good.
I think it's a pretty natural way to go, especially for me and Ollie from Copenhagen. It's just a half an hour drive, then we're basically in Sweden. So I think it's the kind of the way you have to go if you have some kind of talent, then you want more eyes on you. Of course, when you're that age, your dream is probably good to go to the NHL, and to go to Sweden is a good step, a good way to go through Sweden. I think that was the way I was thinking at that point of my career.
So how did you end up in Jokerit?
Well, I was in Sweden before I got here. I played 5 or 6 years in Sweden. And, I mean, I just wanted something different and try something new. And then somehow Jokerit came up through my agent. And, I mean, when that came, I was pretty pumped and really hoped they would end up signing contract here. But, yeah, I did. And it's been great so far. And I've been enjoying every moment of it, and it's a cool city, cool club, and I've been loving everything about it so far.
Yeah, for me, I was in North America at the time, part of the New York Rangers, and had a really good season over there and didn't really know what was going to happen actually that summer. I think I thought I was going back with the Rangers, and then a lot of stuff happens in hockey, and suddenly Philip Larsen, another Danish guy, was here, and he went to a Russian team and traded my rights that belonged to UFA at that time, and Jokerit got my rights, and then stuff just started happening really quick. My agent was talking a lot with Jari, and actually I was on vacation, and then suddenly my agent calls me and he's like, "You're probably going to go to Jokerit if you want to," and I said, "I would love that." I mean, I knew already three of my friends were here, so it's probably going to be an easy transfer, and I've heard so many good things about it, and it was all true. I mean, I've loved it, every moment of it so far.
Yeah, I was sort of the same. I was in North America for 7 years, split between 3 years of college and 4 years of Iron League. I ended up playing 1 year in Sweden, and I knew I kind of wanted to come to the KHL. And when the opportunity presented itself to play here in Jokerit, where you're still in Scandinavia, and I had heard great things from Jesper and Peter at the time, and it was an easy choice to make. And now we're here 3 years later and still enjoying every minute of it.
So you have been friends before that you came to Jokerit?
Well, we played on the national team. I mean, obviously me and Peter are from the same town, so there's a little bit of an age difference, but we knew of each other, and obviously we, I don't know if we were close friends because he's older than me, but we were friends. So I talked a lot to him before I went here. And Jesper, I played a lot junior national team, and obviously everybody has played together in the senior national team.
Yeah, it's a little different in Denmark too. Like the hockey community is not that big. So if you're a decent hockey player and you play it like just a, some kind of high level, then everybody knows everybody kind of. So yeah, that's it. We knew each other, but now we're best friends.
So in free time, are you involved, Wolf?
I mean, yeah, we hang out. All of us have wives, girlfriends, and Oliver has kids. So of course that takes a lot of time. But we're also away a lot in Russia, so we are together a lot, so sometimes we maybe need a break. But when our girlfriends and wives are not here, me and Niklas like to hang out and play a little PlayStation, have a couple of beers sometimes. So yeah, I mean it's really fun that there are some Danish guys here. It makes it a little bit special, I think.
So if you look at the Finnish and Danish culture, what are the biggest difference in a Finnish and Danish culture?
In the hockey culture, you mean? Or just in the general? Just
general culture, yeah.
That's a tough one.
What we can learn from you guys? And what you can learn from us?
I mean,
I do
everybody
say that,
is really
that,
nice, but I do think that I feel like we're really happy people from Denmark, especially, like, I mean, so is every Finnish guy on our team, too. I mean, we have a really good team, but I think we do bring good, happy energy every day. And I do think our Finnish teammates agrees on that. But so maybe take a little bit from that. But I wouldn't say they're not happy. But I do think maybe in some weird way we bring it a little bit different. But other than that, I do think it's kind of similar Scandinavian cities.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to put a finger on.
I mean, if you walk around downtown, I feel like people can be a little shy, maybe.
A little bit more quiet.
Yeah, and I mean, if we can give one advice, maybe just be a little bit more relaxed, I think. Don't take things too seriously.
Okay, the last question. What are your... Well, let's go to individual questions. So what are your greatest value for the team? Let's start.
My greatest value, that's a tough one. But I mean, as Niklas just said, I think I'm a pretty positive guy and bring positive energy. I'm always happy, and I mean, on the ice, I always give 100%, both defensively and offensively, and I'm having fun, and I hope my teammates can see that too, and it affects the team in a positive way.
Yeah, I mean, I think the beginning is the same for all of us. I think we're all really happy people. Try to bring positive energy and have a lot of fun in the room with the guys, on and off the ice. On the ice, you know, I know my role is to help offensively, to score goals and help the team that way, but also play, you know, strong in front of both nets and use my size, be big on the ice. I would say that's my strength.
Well, I try to bring the exact opposite of what Nicholas does, I guess. I think my role is to be solid defensively and work really hard and make sure it's not fun to come to the front of our net and make sure it's not fun to hit my teammates. And I mean, just provide some stability and some leadership, I guess.
He's the team's policeman.
Okay, cool.
So they know if they're gonna do something bad, we got a guy coming after you.
Danish Polish.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for the interview. And have a great season.
Thank you.
Kiitos oikein paljon kaikille kolmelle tanskalaiselle ja yhdelle suomalaiselle, eli Tero Auviselle. Minkälaisia mietteitä sulla herästä jälkeen?
No, mulle kyllä välittyy näistä herroista. No, tosi välitön tunnelma, tosi rento tunnelma. Ja oli naasta nähdä, että he on kavereet keskenään. Toki se oli niin hauska se, että kun kysyin sitten heitä, että tunnistitko toisenne ennen kuin tulitte jokerin pelaan, niin sanoin, että Tanskassa on niin pienet lätkäpiirit, kaikki tuntee toisensa. Että kyllä me tunnistit tietysti jo valmiiksi toisensa ja sitten täällä pitävät aika paljon yhtä. Oli kyllä hieno kuunnella kavereiden tarina. Ja mikä parasta tuossa, että nyt kyllä mulle ainakin nyt selvisi Tanskassa neljäskin asia, että jos mä tiesin aikaisemmin Kaljan ja Legolandin ja jalkapallon, niin nyt mä tiedän sitten jääkiekostakin.
Niin ja kerrottakoon vielä tämmöinen ikään kuin tietovisaan niin hyödyllinen tieto, eli multa kysyttiin aikanaan, että montas Jensenia jokereissa pelaa, niin oikea vastaushan on 3 kappaletta, sillä siellä pelaa Jesper B. Jensen, sitten Niklas Jensen sekä Peter Regin Jensen. Eli sieltäkin löytyy Jensen sukunimi, mutta hän käyttää sitten Reginia. Mutta niin Tero, nyt sä tiedät siis yhden asian Tanskasta enemmän ja näitä muutenkin Tanskan vallankumousta tuolla jääkiekon parissa on mukava seurata. Siellä nimenomaan Fredrik Andersen niittaa todella kovaa tulosta Torontossa tällä hetkellä.
Ja ehkä mä pärjään nyt sitten jossakin tietokilpailussakin.
Kyllä. Kiitämme oikein paljon tästä jaksosta ja ensi viikolla tosissaan luvassa on sitten Mestistä ja siinä päästetään ääneen sitten pariskunta, eli erittäin mielenkiintoinen jakso tulossa. Oikein hyvää ja urheilullista viikkoa.
Jääkiekkohaastattelu tarjoaa Sektovaihtoautot. Sektovaihtoautot.fi.
Autosi ansaitsee täydet pinnat. Palkitse siis itsesi ja autosi turvallisilla Michelin kesärenkailla. Valikoimastamme löydät myös pätevät vaihtoehdot budjettiluokkaan. Katso lisää euromaster.fi.
Euromaster. Renkaat ja autohuolto.